change tack, because what an incredible win last night for Sydney. They were beaten in every major statistic except for the most important one, Michael Barlow, and that is the scoreboard. It was a 2-point thrilling win in the end of the Swans over the Cats, and people will talk about decisions that didn't go Geelong's way in the end. Did footy karma play a role in that? Well, this young man was one of the players pointed to that had a real impact on the outcome of that game. Ollie Florence being good enough to jump on the line with us on Sunday Crunch Time. He's got the honour of being our very first guest. He had 26 disposals, kicked 2 goals in that win. It was a win that looked like it meant so much. Ollie, congratulations. We saw the scenes after the game. There was a lot of hugging. There was a lot of emotion. There was a lot of joy. That win really seemed to mean something.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it definitely did. We got, you know, we came out and won our first 4 games and got challenged the last couple of weeks, and that was something that we really wanted to turn around, and what a way to do it last night.
And Ollie McBarlow here, congratulations on the win. 6-2 in the first quarter. The Cats seem to have found their mojo off the back of that huge win against West Coast last week. And, you know, it was just a come out and a punch to the throat to your mob in the first quarter. But how you responded and what was the messaging from the coaching group and your leaders, of which stand up so regularly to get you guys back into the match?
Thanks, Mick. They came out and really jumped us in the first quarter. I think their contested footy was a lot better than ours, and they were able to, you know, chip the ball around, which is something that they like doing. I think the main message was really to just start winning contested footy and stop their uncontested marks a little bit more, and send them down the line. And I guess it paid dividends in the end. But the boys really responded after quarter time, which was nice.
Ollie, Matt Hill, congratulations last night and well done on your contribution. Tom Papley, first goal of the match, obviously the last goal of the match as well. But just to have him, he's just an energizer bunny, isn't it? Just to have that influence around the side, it must be fantastic.
It's priceless, really. Paps brings so much energy towards the group, and when he's on, the boys feed off him, and we stand a bit taller. He's a bromer of our team, and it's always nice to see him up and about. And yeah, he's very selfless as well, which is great.
And your leaders, you know, Dane Rampey yesterday, and that's what I think. You know, the 6-2 start to Geelong. We were looking at the list and who was going to lift, and it was just a mixture of your younger players and your older players. But I really want to harp on the influence of your Luke Parkers and your Josh Kennedys. They didn't have huge numbers last night, but it's that Swans Bloods mentality, I think, that is going to linger at that club for a long, long time. And those two guys in particular embrace that and carry a lot of the mantle.
Yeah, definitely. They lead from the front each week. I think it's really, really great for our side that, you know, these younger guys can step up and actually take the weight off their shoulders in big moments. I think that really goes a long way. Obviously, you can't be winning with 2 players. So for our weight of numbers last night was pretty good. And, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off our leaders.
And not to discredit the victory, but have you been down to SCG this morning and you've got the tape measure out to see how far that kick was, Ollie? I'm thinking it was about 14 and a half. What were you thinking?
I thought I couldn't hear anything, so I didn't hear a whistle. I thought that the play was still it was just a mark, but I saw the umpire throw his hands up, and it was a bit of a blur to me.
It was a quarter that just came down to little moments, didn't it? I mean, you look at every major stat, and it should have been that you guys were getting flogged, but Geelong were inaccurate, so you get to stay in the game and you stay in the hunt, and then that all goes out the window, Ollie, in the last quarter, where just little moments and little wins happen, whether they be Papley's goal or Hayward's mark, or whether the siren had gone maybe 2 seconds later, Woodrow Bottom have been done for holding the ball. When you're in those moments, and you played a part in a lot of those as well, when you're in those moments, what's going through your mind when, for all intents and purposes, you think we've got no business being in this game, but we are? Does it free up your thinking? Where's your headspace in those final stages of a game?
Yeah, as you've touched on before, the little wins is something that can really keep a team in the game. It's definitely just moment by moment, stoppage. Every stoppage, just reset. Try stay as switched on as possible, I guess, in those moments is probably the hardest thing. But it's definitely, you know, if everyone can stay switched on the same page and just, you know, fight to the death, really, is it can get the team over the line, and it did get last night, which was great.
I was just fascinated watching what was happening after that win. The joy and jubilation, Ollie, and you saw players going over to players who had one of those moments, and everybody was just getting around everybody. The guys that didn't play came down. The guys that, you know, maybe didn't have a good game were just so happy for the people that did have that contribution. I can't remember seeing something like that from a side, from a regular season win. Why do you think it was that it meant so much?
I guess we're just a really, you know, united team. We're such a great close group, and we really thrive on seeing each other do well, and especially the twos boys yesterday. They're so involved in our success, and so the seniors and the twos guys. And yeah, I think we make it a focus that we try and reward the little things, and it just makes you want to play for your teammate that little bit more when you know someone's going to go out of their way to do something for you. So it just it sort of snowballs from there, and we've sort of made that a bit of a focus. And yeah, it shows after the games with the emotions and stuff like that.
And as a young player, you're 22 years of age, a match like that, it'll go down as one of the great matches of the year. For you personally, to be a part of an epic like that, it must just lift you as your career goes on.
Yeah, we've been on the end of those. It's a really hard feeling to sort of pill to swallow, I guess, and it's always good to be on the other side of them. To be in a win like that last night meant a lot to the group. It was just more that we got challenged last week, and we made it a focus that we want to turn it around this week, and just sort of riding that wave of footy. And who knows what could happen next week, but we're gonna have it, do our best, and yeah.
Ollie, we've got a question for you off the text. We got a running text machine here on crunch time, and it's a great one because I reckon you might have been maybe in the vicinity, if I'm not mistaken, with that call at the end that Mickey Barlow alluded to, the non-mark paid to Jeremy Cameron. Did the umpire call not 15 play on, or did the umpire call touched play on?
I'm pretty sure it was not 15 play on.
Players, Sam, have a tendency in these situations to lose their sense of hearing and sight. But so Ollie's answering all these very, very, very.
Having said that, there were 25,000 screaming people there. Yeah. It sounded pretty loud to me.
Good call. I want to touch on this one really quickly. We mentioned the Will Haywood mark, and it was a huge moment. I think he owed you guys one because he took that advantage play on and tried to snap a goal from 30 out, and it was didn't go to plan. And then the TV cameras spanned to John Longmire, who a few expletives might have come out. Was that brought up after the game in terms of he did redeem himself and go back with a flight and set up that last scoring foray?
I spoke to him after the game, and he said that he couldn't hear much as well. Sort of a common theme going on around here, but I know Callum Sinclair was more worried for his sake about the meeting on Monday if things hadn't all gone to plan. But he ended up redeeming himself, yes, and in those moments, sort of you can't hear much, but he probably should.
Hey, Ollie, it's been wonderful to have you on. You've got a massive clash against Melbourne next week at the MCG. So big stage, big time opponent on a Saturday night. Who are you expecting to get back from what you understand from the players that are injured at the moment?
To be honest, I'm not really too sure. I'm going to have to leave that in the hands of the medical staff. I'm hoping that we can, you know, get players back at our leaders back, but things we'll plan we'll plan as normal. We'll train, and if the blokes can get up and train, that's awesome. If not, we're still going to go out and do the exact same thing. So it's the beauty about our team is that we've got plenty of depth and blokes that can play roles when our big stars are out. So, yeah.
Ollie, congratulations again. It's a memorable win for the club in a season that you've been dishing up a lot of good wins. So we hope for your sake that's able to continue. Good luck next week against the D's.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.